Well, back home now, and the National President and Vice President of the RSL have been cleared of any involvement in the decision to give a car to the former League President, Ken Doolan. The ABC revealed the Rear Admiral received the $20,000 car when he retired from the role last year. Robert Dick and Stuart Cameron stood aside voluntarily last Friday and were reinstated today after an investigation. It's found they weren't involved in the matter and that giving cars as a gift is not against the RSL's rules. Angela Lavoie-Priere reports.
It's taken just 1 week for an investigation into Ken Doolan's retirement gift to report back. RSL CEO Georgie Makris.
The National President and the Deputy President this morning at 9am were reinstated. And basically the report that was done into the Ken Doolan car was received by me yesterday morning. There is nothing in that report that substantiates that Mr. Cameron or Mr. Dick had any association with that transaction.
Last Friday, it emerged that retired Rear Admiral Ken Doolan was given a car worth an estimated $20,000 when he left the organisation. It was the same one he'd been using in his role for several years. Concerns were raised at the league's AGM last week about whether a gift of that magnitude was within the organisation's rules. Georgie Makris says an external investigation commissioned by the RSL has come back saying no rules were broken.
If you're asking me from a legal or compliance position, no. There was no problem with the way that Ken Doolan was gifted the car.
CEO Georgie Makris explains the investigators were only asked to consider technical and not moral questions about the gift.
I can't put a moral lens over whether it's the wrong or the right thing to give a gift to an ex-member of the league. That would be a moral decision. All I can do is go through the books and say, okay, under the regulator that we comply to, under the financial situation that we need to apply to, the good practice of how we would account our books, and that comes out that we have not got an issue of non-compliance to do with that issue. How you want to put a moral lens over it is a whole different ball game.
RSL National has launched a review of the entire league's policies and history on giving cars as retirement gifts. This morning, RSL Queensland admitted it had also gifted a car to its branch president, Doug Formby, when he retired in 2011, with a written down value of $32,000. Branch CEO Luke Traney, who wasn't in the job at the time, says it's not clear whether the gifting of the car was against the league's rules, although it's no longer an accepted practice.
Part of that investigation that we're going to be doing into the gifting of vehicles will include a review of its alignment with our constitution.
Whether or not it passes the constitutional test, do you think it's right?
It's an interesting one when you balance up the substantial work of the volunteers within RSL over a number of years, working dozens of hours a week, and certainly the public expectation of the work of volunteers in a not-for-profit. So it's certainly something we're going to have to come to terms with, although I would say that you are very unlikely to see it again.
Do you think a gift of that magnitude is a suitable use of, you know, what are essentially charity funds?
Well, that was certainly probably contemplated back in 2011, but as it stands today, I'd argue that the funds of the charity are best directed to the welfare work and helping those veterans that we come to work every day to help and assist. And certainly we should recognise, though the public should recognise, the invaluable contribution of our volunteers who also contribute substantial amounts of their time each week.
The CEO of RSL Queensland, Luke Traney, ending that report from Angela Lavoie-Priere.